One snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
And yet another one. Throw out the record books. Well, I won't go that far. San Diego is 4-8. But when you look closely at what they've done, they have been in games at the very end. It hadn't worked out for them, but they've been very competitive. And we're last week against the Bengals.
No question. Very competitive a week ago. Obviously, in many ways, had the game won against Baltimore the week before that. I mean, Baltimore converts a 4th-and-29 on a check down to Ray Rice to secure victory. I'll take 4th-and-29 for my chances to win on a week-in, a week-out basis. But that's kind of been their story. But nevertheless, they're a talented group led by a very talented quarterback. And I think the world got a great deal of respect for North Turner and company. They've just fallen on tough times. But what they're capable of course, is very dangerous. We view it as such, and we've prepared in that manner this week. But them aside, this is a big game for us for obvious reasons.
Phillip Rivers drafted in the same class with Eli Manning, and Ben, of course, drafted ahead of Ben. Tell us about Rivers. Does everything pretty much revolve around him?
It does. You know, he's the center of communication and what they're doing offensively, and rightfully so. I mean, this guy hadn't missed a start, I think, since Drew Brees went to New Orleans. He's consistent. He's consistently available. He's their leader. He spreads the ball around to a variety of people and have unique relationships with all his eligibles. You know, Malcolm Floyd is a big man that's tough to deal with. He's a vertical threat, averages 15 yards a carry. What Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates have been able to do over the course of year, or of the last few years, of course, or their careers is legendary. You know, Ronnie Brown has 45 catches out of the backfield. He's their second leading receiver. Phillip's a talented guy. There's a lot of things to be concerned about as we prepare for him.
Some say that he and the offense haven't recovered from the loss of Vincent Jackson. Has he had trouble, and has he made a connection with a particular wide receiver?
Free agency is part of today's NFL. Obviously, Vincent Jackson moved on to Tampa, but they replaced him with Meacham, a quality former first round out of the University of Tennessee, and Eddie Royal, who, of course, was a quality young man out of Virginia Tech and did great things in Denver. Those guys have missed time due to a variety of things. So what you're seeing or the final product that you're looking at is a result of a multitude of things. Injuries to Eddie Royal and Meacham, injuries in the offensive line. I know Ryan Matthews, their talented featured runner, has missed some games due to injuries. Oftentimes when you're coming up short in many areas, those responsibilities fall on the shoulders of the signal caller, the quarterback. You know, I know that those guys understand that's what comes with their job.
They've had so many great running backs out there, run and pass catching. LT, obviously, and Michael Turner and Sproles. Tell us about Ryan Matthews. Is he the next in line?
There's no question that he is. And obviously, he's got first-round pedigree, but he proves that. He's very quick to speed. He's got really good feet. He's got great contact balance and vision. He runs with a great pad level. He's a talented guy, one that we interviewed when he came out in the draft and studied, and have a great deal of respect for what he's capable of doing.
Defensively, they have evolved over the years. Used to be a long time ago, they were defensive line-centric when they had guys like Louis Kelcher and then linebackers like Billy Ray Smith. Then they had the two great corners. What are the strengths of their defense now?
You know, I think it's the outside linebackers, and not only the top end, and that speaks for itself, but I think the depth of that position is unique. Phillips, of course, is a multiple-time Pro Bowler. Jared Johnson is a rock-solid guy who we're very used to here in the AFC North. Spent a bunch of years being very versatile and displaying it in Baltimore. They're backed up by a young first-round pick, South Carolina, and Ingram, that's proven that he's really good. Antoine Barnes, who was a backup outside linebacker in Baltimore a number of years, is now also over there. And anytime you got a former first-rounder like Larry English on third team, the fifth man in the rotation, that speaks to the depth of the position. They're all productive, very versatile, and we've got our hands full, particularly at the tackle position. Calvin Beecham and Max Starks have got a load to tote this week.
You know, we don't see San Diego that often. Actually, we have, considering the circumstance, you know, with a playoff matchup. But I'm wondering, certainly the AFC North has a personality, the way it plays. Can the same thing be said of the AFC West?
Most of the times, it's an arms race, and teams mirror one another. It's peculiar and funny to me how now they're a 3-4 team, as is Denver. And you see that in Kansas City, and they've developed an outside tandem in Tamba Ali in Houston. The vertical passing, I think. is something that's consistent throughout that division, has been for a number of years in Oakland. They've built their ball around attacking the field vertically. Phillip Rivers has shown that, of course, in San Diego. So those, I think, are the ties that bind. And obviously, you tend to rival the people that you compete against and mirror them in a lot of ways. And here's evidence of that, of course, in the West.
Well, the Bolts will arrive Sunday. Maybe they'll bring some sunshine with them, although all things being equal, you kind of like to see some snow, see how they react to that.